And welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you, the listener, direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues at the state capitals. They are Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute and Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. Gentlemen, it is hard to believe the end is here. 2019 almost over, and this is our year in review special report, the top five stories from New York and Pennsylvania. What I did, guys, was I just went through our scripts from the last year and wrote down what I thought were the top five news events, but we want to hear what you have to say. Michael, let's begin with you in Harrisburg. What a year it was. Boyertown 6, you had opioids, you had the Fetterman marijuana listening tour, presidential politics, pro-life Pennsylvania, so much to choose from. What was your fifth biggest story of the year?
Well, it's an ongoing story, and that's the transgender issue that is impacting personal privacy and female sports in high schools and colleges and things, and specifically the Boyertown 6. Those are students at the Boyertown Area High School in the Reading area of Pennsylvania, down the southeast corner quadrant of the state, where, you know, students in a locker room were confronted and faced seeing someone of the opposite sex in a state of undress. And we took that case to court, went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, which unfortunately decided not to hear that case. Yeah. But we are pressing ahead. There are additional cases in the docket, one coming out of Honesdale, Pennsylvania, trying to protect student privacy and religious liberty as well in these cases.
Yeah, the Boyertown 6, boy, that was a huge story this year. Let's head to Albany and what impacted not just the state capitol, but the entire state of New York. Jason, what a list this year. I had the green light law, the Bishop of Buffalo's resignation, early voting for the first time ever. Of course, you had that vaccine controversy this year. And of course, back in almost a year ago now, the Reproductive Health Act. But those were my five. What was your fifth biggest story of the year?
Yeah, most of those I'll come back to in my higher numbers. But, you know, the one that was not on your list that I'll mention was the near miss of marijuana here in New York. Essentially, we were told this was going to happen. There was no way to stop it. It was inevitable. And then we saw that the issue was put off to the table at the end of the legislative session in June. The vaping crisis that then came as a result of that is being closely tied to big pot and marijuana. That issue will certainly rise in 2020, but I think that was also a story of 2019.
Counting down the top five news stories of 2019 with the Capital Connection crew, Jason McGuire and Michael Geer. What was the fourth biggest story in Pennsylvania this year, Michael?
Well, I'm going to combine a couple of them here. One tailing off of what Jason just said, which is the pushing of recreational marijuana here in Pennsylvania. As people may remember, throughout this year, the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, went on what he called a marijuana listening tour. He'd already had his mind clearly made up. He had said that he wants Pennsylvania to go full-on Colorado. We don't want to see that happen, and that's going to be a fight in 2020 here in our state. And then the opioid epidemic. Last year, nearly 5,000 Pennsylvanians lost their life to drug overdoses, and that continues to be a problem. The governor continuing these emergency declarations to try to fight this epidemic in our state.
Yeah, he declared six or seven of them in 2019. Definitely a huge story. I had the Bishop of Buffalo, Richard Malone's resignation, as fourth on my list in New York. Jason, what did you have as the fourth biggest story of 2019?
Yeah, the passage of the Child Victims Act was a big issue here in New York, and we began to see that rolled out in 2019. As that is impacting, the Roman Catholic Diocese all across the state of New York, we see that. And also a few evangelical churches as well are impacted by the removal of that statute of limitations on those sexual molestation cases. And there are certain cases where certainly the sin of those folks is catching up with them, and others where, frankly, it's going to be hard to ascertain what is the truth in those situations. Yeah. That will have an impact in many churches here in New York for years to come.
All right, we've got two down, three to go. Talking the top five news stories, news issues, news events of 2019 with the Capital Connection crew. Let's stay in Albany for this one. Jason, what did you have as number three on your list?
I've got the green light law, the notion that essentially we will be issuing driver's licenses to undocumented or illegal aliens is the big story. Now, in many places in upstate New York, you did not see much turnout for that. But we are seeing in places like Long Island and places in the city, there are lines out the door for people who are here illegally that are now getting legal New York State driver's licenses. And that may become an issue in even elections down the road.
Definitely one of the top five, I think, on everyone's list, Jason, that green light law. Number three in Pennsylvania, Michael, what did you have?
Well, I think I would list the Governor Wolf's hostility towards parental choice in education. He has gone after charter schools with a vengeance, trying to impose regulations on charter schools and make it harder for parents to choose that option. He's just shown this hostility, and now he's opposing a bill that would provide school choice option for students in the failing school district of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, something desperately needed, yet Governor Wolf stands in the way.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to our year-in-review special report with the Capital Connection crew talking down the top five news stories of 2019 in New York and Pennsylvania. We are near the end. Michael, in Harrisburg, we are down to the final two. What was your second biggest news event of the year?
Well, Pennsylvania, this time around, going into 2020, is right in the spotlight for presidential politics. And that also then goes down into the congressional races as well, with some contested races. With the impeachment just happening, we have some Democrat candidates who serve in districts that were won by President Trump. And they're now sort of on the dime in terms of whether they can hold on to their seats, most notably Connor Lamb in the Pittsburgh area. But President Trump has made Pennsylvania a significant focus with rallies in Hershey and the Pittsburgh area, and we know we're going to be seeing a lot more of President Trump and Mike Pence in the coming year.
Yeah, you got that right. He made at least four trips in 2019. That was my second biggest story as well, Michael. Jason, I had the vaccine law in New York is my second biggest story, that public health versus personal liberty debate. What did you have on your list and why?
Yeah, that's my issue as well, as I see the repeal of the religious exemptions from otherwise mandatory vaccinations as a huge story for this year because of the parental rights angle. Not just is this an issue of vaccinations, Christians disagree on that view, but we see this as a parental rights issue and a religious liberty issue. And now with the expansion coming in 2020 to looking to mandate a vaccine against human papillomavirus, we can just see once again that this is a story that is not going away.
Man, what a story it was this year. And we are finally down to the last one, the biggest story of the year. If I had a drum, I would let it roll. In Pennsylvania, Michael, what did you have on your list, sir?
Well, I would say the pro-life issue for us in Pennsylvania is one of significance, especially when we look at what happened in New York. And I think we're going to be hearing from Jason about that likely in just a moment, which is, will Pennsylvania go the same direction as New York? Now, in the 2019 legislative session, we passed the Down Syndrome Protection Act, which Governor Wolf vetoed. He opposes the fetal heartbeat legislation that was introduced. We have a governor who is very much as pro-abortion as the governor of New York, and 2020 sort of holds the cards whether or not this legislature will stay in office, the folks that are pro-life in our legislature can hold on to their seats and keep Pennsylvania in a pro-life direction.
Well, I tell you, I think there were nine states this year that passed some form of fetal heartbeat legislation in the South, and it was a huge national story as well. That brings us to the final one, the biggest story in New York State in 2019. Jason?
And that is Governor Cuomo's Abortion Expansion Act is the biggest story of 2019. While much of the nation was moving in a pro-life direction, we saw our state and our governor lead us towards full-blown late-term abortion. That is the biggest story here. And so while we are looking at moving towards a pro-life New York, ultimately one day, and a pro-life nation, for right now, we've got a fight ahead of us for life.
All right. And we thank you both for fighting that fight every day in Albany and Harrisburg. Michael, if folks want to know more about the Pennsylvania Family Institute, where can they find you?
That is pafamily.org.
And in New York State, Jason?
Hey, the latest news is at albanyupdate.com.